for how he continues to sustain us even in spite of ourselves. We know many of you have already been up and you're about, and you're about the business of giving God praise. And it's always important when we first get up to just take time out to thank God for his keeping power and thank him for sustaining us. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, somebody tell me, where would we be? And so I thank him today for his keeping power. I thank him for looking beyond my faults and getting right to my needs. Somebody say amen. And so this is the day that he's made, and I'm determined to rejoice and be glad in it. Can you believe it's May the 2nd? I tell you, May is here. April is gone. April showers brings May flowers. I believe that's the way the saying goes. And so we're looking forward to what God is going to blossom in our lives. Because here it is, many times we can't see what God is trying to do for what is coming upon us and the situations that we find ourselves in. And for many of us, it's been raining for a long time. But weeping may endure for a night, but praise be to God, joy comes in the morning. Somebody say amen. And so even though you may have gone through a very difficult time and a very difficult process, a very difficult situation in your life, don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Help is on the way. God has not forgotten about you. Continue to look to the hills from whence cometh your help, for all of our help comes from the Lord. And so we're grateful for how God is yet keeping us even in the midst of everything that we've gone through. And when we look back over our lives and we begin to think things over, we can't help but give God praise, because it was nobody but God. Come on, somebody type that in. Somebody say it was nobody but God. Somebody repeat that after me. It was nobody but God. No, your finances didn't get you out. Your relationships with others didn't get you out. Your associations, that didn't get you out. It was nobody but God. And God will remove you from situations, and he will bring you out of circumstances to reveal himself to you in such a way that you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was nobody but God. And so we thank God today for bringing us through this first 4 months of the year. And here it is, the fifth month of the year, and we're still here. Come on, somebody say, I'm still here. Well, let me give you the playback number today. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And we're certainly grateful again for your continued support and participation in this inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. As I was meditating, praying, and deliberating this morning over what I would share with you, there's a word found in Psalm 119, verses 71 and 72. Reading from the Message Bible, we find these words. It says, my troubles turned out all for the best. They forced me to learn from your textbook. Truth from your mouth means more to me than striking it rich in a gold mine. Wow, isn't that powerful? That's Psalm 119, verses 71 through 72 in the Message Bible. And so as I have meditated on that particular verse, and as I was deliberating, you know, I thought about the fact that life is really a series of problem-solving opportunities. You would agree with me on that. And so the problems that we face, here it is, can either defeat us or develop us. Somebody might be stressing even today, and you decided to tune in, and you have a load of problems on you. The problems that we face can either defeat us or develop us depending on how you respond to them. I often say it's not what we go through, but how we come through that makes all of the difference. You know, this too shall pass. Sometimes we can get so caught up in what we're going through that we fail to see the God who's trying to bring us through. But unfortunately, as most people, you would agree with me, fail to see how God wants to use their problems for good in their lives. Because when we're in the midst of it, we don't see the good. We see all of this trouble, all of these problems, all of this anxiety that that's facing us, and we're trying to get beyond that. But you know, it's always something else that's going to come up. It's always going to be another situation, and how you handle the situation that you're in, how you handle the problem that you're going through, how you handle that is going to determine how you're going to handle what you're about to go into the next time. And many times I believe that it gives us the strength that we need, in order to endure something greater that's coming our way. Because if this may seem like it's a large problem in your life, and you're deciding that you're not going to try to trust God in the midst of it, you're determining in your mind that you're just going to give up on your disciplines, and you're not going to continue to press your way and press toward that mark, it's going to have an effect on how you handle the next situation that you find yourself in. This is not going to be your last problem. There are going to be other problems that are going to come your way. And I believe that God has five ways of using problems in our lives. And you've heard me say these before, but God uses problems many times to direct you. And God sometimes, sometimes I believe there has to be fires in our lives and in our situation and in our circumstances. There has to be something that ignites us and motivates us to change and to do something different and to try God. Because God, many times I believe when we go through various situations, he's trying to get our attention. And sometimes it takes a painful situation to make us change our ways. And so we have to trust God even when we can't trace him. And so God many times uses our problems to direct us, but not only that, he will use our problems to inspect us. And so just as James says, he says, count it all joy when you go through trials and tribulations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith is what worketh patience. And then he goes on to say, let patience have a perfect work, that we might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And so each victory will help us some other to win. And so we have to continue to trust God. We have to continue to believe that God is doing something powerful in our lives. God is preparing us for what yet lies ahead. He's inspecting us, he's directing us, but he's also correcting us. And some of the lessons we learn come only through pain and failure and disappointment and heartache and what seems like the end. God says, no, I've got you, but I'm trying to do something in you so that you can be ready for the next level that I have you for. So God sometimes uses our problems to correct us, but here it is again. He also uses problems not only to correct us, inspect us, and direct us. He uses problems to protect us. You know, a problem can be a blessing in disguise. Y'all would agree with me on that. Many times we don't see the forest for seeing the trees. Somebody help me today. And so we have to make sure that we trust the timing of God in our situations, and that we know that we serve an on-time God. He may not come when we want him to, but we know that he's always right on time. So he's protecting us, he's correcting us, he's inspecting us, and he's directing us as we go through various situations that we find ourselves in. And when we come out on the other side, we will see the results of what God was trying to do to get us ready for what he yet has in store. Somebody say amen. But here it is. Lastly, God uses problems to perfect us. That's good, isn't it? Problems, when we respond correctly, are really character builders. And I say that oftentimes. I believe God is more interested in developing our character than he is in trying to make us comfortable. You know, we're not called to be comfortable, but we're called to be conformable. And so God sometimes takes us through a laundry list of things in order for us to really develop ourselves, in order for us to really be on point. And so we won't have to think it's strange when we go through various situations in our lives. But as James says, we can count it all joy, knowing that the trying of our faith is what worketh patience. And let patience have a perfect work, hallelujah, that we might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And so don't become discouraged in this season, but continue to trust God. Look how far the Lord has already brought you. You remember that last thing that kept you up all night and you were tossing and turning and trying to figure out how you were going to get out of that situation? You remember that? But here you are today, clothed in your right mind. It was God who brought you through. It was God who was perfecting you. It was God who was correcting you. And he was inspecting you. He was directing you. He was trying to give you what you need in order to be who he's called you to be. And so continue to trust the timing of God. Don't grow weary. Look to the hills from whence cometh your help, because all of our help comes from the Lord. God is at work in your life, even when you don't recognize it or understand it. But it's much easier and it's more profitable for you when you cooperate him and allow him to take the lead. A faith that's not tested is one that cannot be trusted. So trust the timing of God and know that he will see you through. Well, that's our thought for today. We were in Psalm 119, verses 71 through 72. And we read that from the Message Bible. And it says, my troubles turned out for the best. They forced me to learn from the textbook. Truth from your mouth means more to me than striking it rich in a gold mine. God is not through. Don't grow weary. Hang on in there. Help is on the way. Come on, let's go to God in prayer. God, we bless you and we honor you. We thank you that each victory will help us some other to win. And we thank you, dear Lord, that you haven't forgotten about us. You told us in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You said you'd be with us always, even until the end. And so, God, we know that even when we don't see you, even when we can't trace you, that we can still trust you, because you're not like man that you should lie. And so, God, those who are yet struggling, those who are yet going through, those who are wrestling and grappling with insecurities, even in their own life, help them to know that you're trying to develop them and inspect them and correct them and direct them and protect them, even in the midst of what they're going through. And so we love you, God, and we honor you. And God, help us to face what we're going through with our heads up and with our hands out, knowing that you have everything under control. The battle is not ours, but it belongs to you. And so we yet give you praise. And so now, God, for that man or that woman, that boy, that girl who may be listening today, we pray that you will undergird their faith, strengthen them where they're weak, and build them up where they're torn down. And we'll be ever mindful to give you all of the praise, all of the honor, and all of the glory. So we love you today. We honor you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. All right. Well, thank you again for being a part of this inspirational moment. And look, as you make your way, we hope that you have a fantastic Tuesday. Here is the second day of May. And we praise God for his keeping power. And don't forget now, keep those spiritual antennas up, because I believe God is going to use you in a way to bring someone else closer to him. So you be encouraged today. Until next time, you be blessed.